In future, customers will want omnichannel retail that combines online and physical shopping, says Mark Schmulik of Bernstein, a broker. As for Amazon's move into department stores, he has one question. What took them so long? The firm's motive is also defensive. Walmart has made omnichannel work well during the pandemic by melding its formidable physical network with its website and offering a same-day click-and-collect service. Getting more physical may not be easy. Amazon's bricks-and-mortar performance has been ho-hum, whereas most other big American grocers' sales have doubled or even tripled in the pandemic. Those of Whole Foods have barely budged, notes Sucharita Kodali of Forrester, a research firm. Amazon's total physical store revenues last year were 6% lower than in 2018. Making Amazon Marts appeal to shoppers may be harder than Amazon anticipates. It reportedly wants them to sell its cheap private label garments and gadgets, which is at odds with its aspirations for the stores to offer high-end fashion, where it has struggled online. It is unclear if the outlets will mimic existing examples of the department store canon, as Amazon Fresh shops resemble conventional grocers, or if Amazon plans to shake things up. Another question is how the move will affect returns for shareholders. Amazon should be able to rent or buy locations cheaply. Bankruptcies have left many department store properties up for grabs. Yet investors may be disappointed that Amazon will devote ever more resources to retail. Many prefer its faster-growing, vastly more profitable and techier businesses, digital ads and cloud computing. Why tackle a dying industry, asks Ms. Kodali, suggesting that Amazon could have another crack at making smartphones. Amazon's share price is down by 8% since its latest results. As well as posting slower online sales for the second quarter, it forecast slowing total sales in the next. It also warned that costs will rise sharply in the future as it ramps up investing. Physical retail would claim some of the dosh. The irony would not be lost on Sears and other defunct department stores.